Dr. Vivian Lee told the subcommittee that we stand at a critical juncture in the history of healthcare. To make her point about the importance of biomedical research, she used the high-profile case of Angelina Jolie and her family's experience with the BRCA1 gene.
After studying numerous Utah families like Jolie's, where the mothers and daughters were affected by breast and ovarian cancer, researchers at the University of Utah sequenced the BRCA1 gene and helped to create a test to determine a patient's risk for getting the disease. This discovery has saved thousands of lives around the world.
As CEO of University of Utah Healthcare, Lee is responsible for an annual budget of more than $2.3 billion. She told the subcommittee that research and education funding are subsidized by clinical revenues, which are declining. She said the current funding model is unsustainable. Lee requested that the subcommittee fund the National Institutes of Health at least $32 billion for research. She also requested $520 million for the education of medical professionals.
Of Utah's 29 counties, 27 are designated as primary care health professional shortage areas. And Title VII and VIII programs allow us to address these gaps by funding the training of nurses, physicians assistants, family medicine physicians, and other health professionals so that our communities, both rural and urban, receive the care that they need.
Representative Chris Stewart asked about the growing cost of charity care. Dr. Lee told him that uncompensated care costs the U.S. medical system about $100 million this year, and it's grown about 25% from the previous year. She estimated that an expansion of Medicaid or its equivalent in Utah would level off that growth and reduce the cost by about $20 million. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.